honor I'm longing to be. As clay to the potter, may I be to thee. You may have to break down resistance at times, but Lord, don't stop molding and shaping my life. Shape me, dear Father, please make me like you. Mold me completely so I can be true. And if you have to break me, may I understand you're still loving and holding my life in your hands. It would be such disservice, results would be nil, if clay rejects potter and it seeks its own will. It could only be cast out to the old potter's field. Please don't cast me out, Master. Put me back on your wheel.
We're going to have a great broadcast today. I'm really excited about the subject, although it's not one always pleasant. You know, we live in a world that's so careless about the things of God that I am amazed, truly amazed, how careless they are. Well, I want to deal today with the multitude of lukewarm Christians. The multitude, I mean multitude, innumerable multitude of lukewarm Christians that are going to miss the rapture, and what's going to happen to them, how they're going to become a multitude of martyrs, or at least many of them, it'll be their choice. And then the lukewarm sinners, or the sinners we might say, all over the world that are going to miss the rapture, and many of them too become martyrs in the great book of Revelation, which is in the picture of the seven-year tribulation period. Now, I really want to paint you a picture of this. If I can do my best, if I can lay it out so plain and so clear that there's no doubt about it, it will truly thrill my heart. That's just how I feel. I have such a passion. I mean, I love you. I love every one of you. I love those lukewarm Christians out there that are about to miss the rapture. I love the sinners of the world. You say you love sinners? The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but should have everlasting. If I don't love sinners, I have no business being a preacher. I'm telling you that right now. Now, I don't love how they live. I don't love the way they live. I don't love that they're too busy for God. I really don't. It breaks my heart. But I love them enough that I want to be a blessing, and I want to communicate. I want to communicate to you how close we are to the rapture. I got articles that just came to me today about what Russia is doing, invading our airspace up in the Alaskan area, about Sweden, and they invaded their airspace this week. Other countries in Europe are being threatened by them. In fact, it is reported that Putin just said in 2 days, I believe he said 3 days, I can make these capitals of these different states, these different nations, my capitals. I mean, he is threatening, and the whole world is in this condition. I am amazed at what is going on and how clearly the Bible, the Holy Bible, is being fulfilled. Now, I just come from Alabama, was there in a rally this week. It was a great event, and God bless my friends down in Alabama that may be listening, and bless my friends all over the world. You know, when you all over the world like we are, we send out over 37,000 emails now every Saturday to people all over the world with a post all about this broadcast, trying our best to wake people up. I want to wake you up so bad, I hardly know what to say or what to do, but to keep talking out and loving and letting you know I care, letting you know I'm here to bless you, letting you know I'm here because I am concerned about you, let you know that I really do care about your spiritual life, and I care about you missing. I don't know. Do you ever stop and weep over the multitude that are about to miss the rapture? I do. I weep over the people throughout Pentecostal churches. I was Church of God for 40-some years. I love those people there. I don't know one of them I'm angry with, not a one. I love them. I love many wonderful holiness people still in that fellowship and in the other fellowships of Pentecostal people. And then I love my Baptist friends and Presbyterians and Methodists and many Catholics that are my friends and people all over the world who are friends to this ministry. I love every one of you. But I'm here to tell you, if you're not on fire for God, you are not going in that rapture. You are not going in that rapture if all you are is a pew warm in person. If you're not on fire, if you're not living in the obedience and carrying the cross of Christ, you're not ready to go. And I've got to tell you that. I don't care what some preachers are saying who are big names. It doesn't matter what they say. It's what does this book say? This holy book. I pet it. And I want you to get a hold of it, and I want you to get burdened. Now, I'm going to give you two things today. I'm going to give you an article I've written on why the rapture must occur before the Great Tribulation. And number two, 10 reasons or 10 things you must do. 10 things you must do. Now, it's getting late. The coming of the Lord's at the door. It's imminent. I'm here to tell you the coming of the Lord is imminent. And I presume we're everywhere. If you're not hearing me, how could you let me know you're not hearing me? That's amazing, isn't it? I pray that God will help us, and this will be a broadcast that brings great results. It really will. Now, let's talk a minute. The book of Revelation, it is a breathtaking drama. Do you understand that? The book of Revelation is a breathtaking drama. It's a living theatrical production, vision after vision after vision that the angels created for John to communicate to him the message in this book. Now we have, 40, 50 some articles in a notebook of all the visions that he saw that were seen by John the Revelator. Hey, you need to get that because you need to understand the book of Revelation can no more be denied than you could deny John 3:16. It is impossible to deny the literalness of the book of Revelation. I want you to feel that with all of your heart. Now, all over the radio audience and all over the internet audience, I come to you as your friend, care about you, caring about you, and wanting you to get the feel with me of how imminent this rapture is. Now, there is no picture in the book of Revelation more breathtaking than the multitudes of people dying after the rapture because of the great persecution that's going to come upon this earth. Let me take you, to the book of Revelation, chapter 5, actually chapter 6. And let me show you the filth of the seals, the filth of the seals that are open beginning the 7 years of the great tribulation. Listen to this. I want you to hear it. And when it opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain. Notice that word slain, for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, "How long, O Lord? How long, O Lord, doth thou, true, holy and true, doth thou not judge them, or at least avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth?" Now notice what the Lord did. This is a multitude. They're crying out to God. Why don't you avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? The Antichrist and his army of his brigade of dark creatures. Many of them religious. Many of them nothing but demons. And they're killing people by the millions. Slaying anybody that dare to name the name of Jesus. You got to understand, when that Antichrist takes over, he is a vicious character. And he will kill anybody that dares the name of Jesus Christ or claim the faith of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, it's going to be a dark time. And they are now dead. They've been martyred. They've been slain for the word of God and for their testimony. And now they're crying out, "Oh Lord, why don't you avenge us on them that dwell on the earth?" And the Bible says, "And white robes were given unto them." Every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little occasion, a little while, a little season, until their fellow servants also and their brethren should be killed, even as they were killed, and this all be fulfilled. Well, it's going to be a murderous time. I try to write down some of the ways that I think they will kill people. Let me read these to you before we get started with questions and answers today. Now, let me tell you, I want to give you these two gifts. You need the second one, 10 things that you must do if you miss the rapture. I am amazed at how many people now are beginning to talk about what to do if you miss the rapture. I am amazed. There is a lot of talk now about what to do. Go on the internet for yourself. A lot of talk about what to do if you miss the rapture. Now, most of these are pointing that it's sinners. I'm pointing it at lukewarm Christians. Lukewarm, indifferent Christians who do nothing but warm a pew, go to church on Sunday morning. You wouldn't dare go on Sunday night. You're too lazy for that. You wouldn't go on Wednesday night. You're not hungry for the Word of God enough for that. And so you're just a lukewarm Christian. You've left your first love. You've lost the fire of God that maybe you used to have. Maybe you've never had it. Maybe you've never even been born again. The church world is full of them, multitudes, millions, millions of church members who've never been born again. And I'm really reaching for you. You got to understand my heart. You got to know this is not a preacher who's angry with anybody. This is not a pastor who's on here to try to create controversy. I'm here because I care. And I care about your soul. Now, let me tell you, the hellish life that people are going to live after that rapture is indescribable. Somebody says to me, "Well, if I miss the rapture, I'll make up part of the second load." Now, I doubt anybody with that attitude will have a chance for the second load. I think you are probably already a reprobate. And if you aren't, you will become one quickly. And the Lord will absolutely remove His Holy Spirit from you with that attitude. Somebody says, "If I miss the first load, I'll catch the second." Man, you in trouble. Oh, brother, are you in trouble? I hope you change your mind on that. Let me tell you, the hellish condition in this world after that rapture is indescribable. I've tried to tell it a few times, and I've not done it real good, but the rape and molestation that will go on against men and women and boys and girls and children. Let me tell you, that crowd of people who are part of the Antichrist crowd, they're homosexuals, they're lesbians, they're just like the whole crowd of jihadists among the Islamic people. They are vicious, and they will get vicious after that rapture occurs. Oh, friend, I'm talking about hell on this earth. Strong efforts to force you to recant. Oh, yes, they will do everything they can to force you to recant. They will take your children in front of you and rape and molest your children, trying to get you to recant. Saying to you, "If you'll recant your faith, we won't molest your daughter any longer. We won't molest your little son any longer." And they'll even reach the point of killing your children in front of you. Killing them in front of you, trying to make you recant. Now, how many of you daddies could stand there while a little girl, say 8 years of age, younger or older, is being raped repeatedly and screaming with the torture and the pain and the misery and the gloom of such an experience, could you stand not to recant and not to take that mark of the beast? Well, there's a lot of people that probably will, but it'll be hell on earth. I'm here to tell you, just to save your soul and that of your children, what will you do? You'll do what you have to do, maybe, if you're strong enough. Oh, I can't imagine little children being molested. I can't imagine watching your children starve to death in front of your face while you refuse to take the mark of the beast. Now, my friends, I'm talking to all of you over radio and over the internet. I'm here to tell you I love you. I really do. I really do. Now, there are so many scriptures that talk about this great truth of which I share with you. Brother Chambers, now, I just don't believe anybody that's saved is going to miss the rapture. Well, let me read to you in the book of Revelation chapter 2 what the Lord says. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent. And do thy first works over, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will remove thy candlestick out of thy place, except thou repent. Now, you can't do anything with that. You can't do a thing with that, but agree indeed that this person will miss the rapture. They'll even miss heaven if they don't repent and get right with God. He plainly said, I'll remove your candlestick. Well, your candlestick is your place before him. It's you in his presence. It's you as his servant. Oh, believe me, friend. Let me take you to Revelation 2 and 22. Behold, I will cast her into prison or into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. Now, he's not talking to sinners. He's talking to the church at Thyatira. He's talking to the church at Thyatira. I preached Friday night down in Warrior, Alabama, on the thought of church, the church, and repentance. And how in the Bible, there's more things said to the church about repenting than there is said to the world about repenting. And could I tell you, it takes a great person to repent. Little people don't repent. Self-righteous people don't repent. People who are stubborn and self-centered don't repent. Independent people don't repent. It's people who have a good heart that repent. David, remember? Peter, remember? All the Bible has people that repented who were good people. And when you repent, you're really saying you're somebody special. You're really agreeing to be a strong and great person. Well, there's so much here. Well, we go to Revelation 3, let's see here, and we read again. Don't miss this now. Don't miss it. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot, not lukewarm. So then, because thou art neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. I will spew thee out of my mouth. Now, notice that. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. And you think you can go into the rapture and into the brideship of Christ and become part of the great company of his bride if he has spewed you out of his mouth? That would make no sense at all. Hey, friends, this is a very special program. Now, at some point, I'm going to read for you and share with you the 10 things that you must do if you miss the rapture. And I'm going to give you a copy of this if you call and ask for it. 10 reasons why, what to do in case you miss the rapture. The author of it is unknown. I didn't write it. I'm going to work on one this week. I've got to do that. I've got to really give my attention to this whole subject and do more writing. I mean, I stay so busy. You've got to understand, Brother Chambers stays so busy. Now, grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884. That's 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884, toll free, by the way, and then the local number, 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588, email me, jrc@paulcreek.org, jrc@paulcreek.org. I presume I haven't had any emails, so grab your phone. I want to hear from you today. You are very important. I want nobody miss. I really don't. I want nobody miss today. I want to answer your question. I want to hear from you. So grab your phone, call me, email me, and let's talk about what to do if you miss the rapture. Ask me questions about that, would you? What does people do that miss the rapture? I mean, you suddenly wake up one morning and learn that grandmother and granddaddy are gone, a mother and daddy are gone, or maybe your son or daughter is gone, maybe the preacher down at your church is gone, or maybe just a good friend that's gone, and everybody's telling you they suddenly just vanished. They just disappeared and didn't take the clothes with them. You know, what do you do? What do you do? What do you do to stay calm? The first thing this person says is stay calm and do not panic. That will be practically impossible once you realize you've missed the rapture. Once you realize that the saints of God are gone and you've heard enough about what's going to happen until you know it's going to be hell on earth. There is no doubt about it. Now, I want to hear from you. You are important today. I want your questions. I want everything that you may have to ask me, and I will do my best. Grab your phones. Grab your phones. 1-800-338-7884. That's 1-800-338-7884. I want to hear from you. I want to answer your questions. I want to get in the middle of this, and I want us to really understand. Now, if you are one of those, you've been told that everybody that's named the name of Jesus is thereby saved. And thereby saved, since they're saved, they are thereby ready for the rapture. That it doesn't take any kind of special living to go in the rapture. It doesn't take any kind of special devotion. Just anybody, anywhere, under any circumstance, living any old kind of a way that's named the name of Jesus, that they're all going to go in the rapture. I want to stir you up enough to get you asking questions. I feel like if I can get you asking questions, that maybe I will start a fire in you that you cannot forget. And that will be my greatest joy, to start a fire in you that you cannot forget. Now, I'm waiting on your phone calls, 1-800-338-7884. I'm waiting on your emails, jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org. I want to get your attention. I want to be a blessing to you. I want to help you. That's the burden of my heart. I just want you to think. I just want you to think. Let me name a couple of things here. Stay calm and don't panic. That one really, really amazes me, because I don't think that'll be possible once that rapture's taken place. Realize you got to do this. Realize that you are now living during the 7 years of the Great Tribulation. You're living in the midst of a period of time of which Jesus said there's never been anything like it in human history. There's never been anything so gruesome, so gross, so horrible, so dark. There's never been anything that is so blighting as that time of human history, human experience will be. And if you're not ready to go, I'm here to tell you, you've got to get on your face. The first thing you do, this man don't say it, but I'm here to say it, you get on your face somewhere and you pray till God becomes real to you. You're going to need a God that's really real. You're going to need an experience that is so profound and so deep and that grips you to such a depth in your heart, and Christ becomes so real to you that you would never doubt him. You would never doubt that he's real, and that nobody can convince you that he's not real. There's going to be an Antichrist that's going to do his best to convince you he's the real Christ. There's going to be a new God named the devil who's going to have all the trappings of Jehovah God that he can find to put around himself, and he's going to try to tell you he's God. There's going to be a new Holy Spirit that's going to be a miracle worker that you are going to be amazed if you're here during that tribulation at the things he does to prove to you that he's the real thing. So if there's any such thing as you being convinced that the real thing is the devil and his Antichrist and his false prophet, they're going to do their best to do it. And you better have such an experience with God that you know better. Now, if you'd have had that experience, of course, you'd have went in the rapture. But you didn't have it, so you didn't go in the rapture. All you were was just a religious claim, a religious profession. No reality, no devotion, no total abandonment to Christ and to his kingdom. No total commitment to the Holy Bible. No total commitment to the truths of Scripture. You would not have missed the rapture if you'd have had what I'm talking about this life of total surrender and total devotion and absolute dedication to Christ. But you didn't have it, so now you got to get it so you can survive what's coming. It is not going to be easy to survive what's coming. It is not going to be easy to survive what is coming. I'm trying to figure out if my internet's okay here. I'm waiting on your questions, and I feel sure that you want to send them today. So please grab your phone, will you? Grab your phone, and let's hear from you, and let me do my best to awake somebody out there who's not saved. Awake somebody out there who's not right with God. I want to bless you. I really do. I want to help you get ready. The coming of the Lord is at the door. Grab your phone. 1-800-338-7884. I got the email up here in front of me. I just eliminated it and didn't mean to. I'm sorry for that. But I want to hear from you. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. Now, somebody out there who really believes what Brother Chambers is saying, let me have a call from you. Let me hear what you are questioning, what you're saying. And if you've been told that everybody saved is going to go in the rapture, everybody that's ever named the name of Jesus is going to go in the rapture, call me and let's talk about it. Let's just think about it. Let's just talk about it. Let me answer questions for you, and let's try to understand. Now, the little booklet I'm going to give you today, reasons, there's 9 reasons, by the way, in this booklet, of why the rapture must occur before the tribulation period. Why it must. There is no doubt in my mind the rapture must occur before the tribulation period, and I am so determined to convince you of that. Much of the world now is teaching all kinds of things. Much of the world has long ago left this. I am constantly having emails from people who are trying to tell me, no, Brother Chambers, the rapture does not occur before the Great Tribulation. Well, then tell me why in this fifth seal of Revelation chapter 5, why in this fifth seal he's already dealing with martyrs by the multitudes who are dying at the hand of the enemies of the church. Why? And then go to Revelation 7. Well, let me take a call here first. Very important to me that I be able to say to you and help you understand what we are dealing with. You're on the air. May I help you, please? Hey there, my friend. Delighted to talk with you.
It's my pleasure. I'm going to make a comment and hear your comment about the comment. I'm going to make the comment and I'll let you listen to your comment.
Okay, I'll try my best to answer.
Yes, sir. It is my understanding that the Bible teaches now that anybody who is alive now, who is getting the true word of God, who is hearing the truth, and rejects that truth, when the rapture comes and they miss the rapture, they will not get a second chance to be saved because God will send them a strong illusion that they will believe a lie.
Yes, and I want you to stay right there, please. That's in 2 Thessalonians. There's a great answer to that. And I do understand there is a multitude who fit that particular model. There's a multitude of people who don't want to hear the truth. They'll get angry with you if you preach to them the old message. They'll sit in the church and blow up at you if you preach the pre-trib rapture. There's a multitude in the very category you're talking about who will have no chance. And let me give you a picture of that. Everybody listen. Even him. Well, let's talk about the Antichrist. And then shall that wicked be revealed. That's the Antichrist. Whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. Listen, because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause, this is what the Bible says now, God shall send them strong delusions that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. That crowd who refuse the truth, who will not listen to the Bible, who believe what some preacher man or they've concocted in their own imagination, who believe all kinds of things and won't even hear what the Bible says, those kind of people are really going to be in trouble because God's going to send them strong delusion. They're going to believe a lie and they're going to be damned. And you're right. There's a category like that. But there's multitudes of people who don't have that attitude. Many of them never heard the truth. Many of them have been in dead churches, and all of it's going to take them by surprise. Many of them over the world have never even heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. And once that rapture takes place, the whole world is going to know it has happened. And then people from every kind of walk of life are going to be saved by the millions. Now, does that make sense, brother?
Yes, sir. So that's what I'm saying. I'm saying if you're receiving the truth now, hearing the truth now, and not accepting that truth, once the rapture comes, the faith is sealed. You're not going to have a second opportunity because you heard and rejected. But for those who have not heard, they will have an opportunity.
That's not bad theology at all, sir. Where the dividing line is on how much has this person heard, what was it that convinced them, all of those things, God knows every bit of it. But there is a real multitude of people who just plain reject the truth. They reject a Joe Chambers preaching the pre-trib rapture. I get emails and they're so angry with me, they think I'm sure crazy. See? And those people, they will not have a chance. You're right.
Amen.
Thank you, sir. God bless your heart. Now grab your phone. I don't want anybody out there not to get your question answered. And if you don't get your question answered, and you just take me and quote me and misquote me, you're going to answer for that. So don't do it. Call in and let's have your question, and I will do my best. Now, I've got some emails here, and so let's look at these. Here's one. What is the difference between being ready for the rapture and just being saved? Well, let me read you that rather than me try to answer. God's word is so powerful and so plain that I really love going to the scripture and looking at it. And it says, I have fed you with milk and not with meat because you were not able. For hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able. For you are carnal. For whereas there is among you envy and strife and division, are you not carnal and walk as men? And he goes on and talks about that. And he says all kinds of things to them. It says to them, you're saved. You're going to be saved. But only by fire you're going to lose your reward. Well, that's the difference in being saved and being ready for the rapture. Well, you got the picture again in the 10 virgins in Revelation 25. Five were wise and five were foolish. Five were on fire. They're full of the Holy Spirit. They're walking in the light of the Bible. They're living clean and godly. Five are foolish. They missed the great rapture. They missed the marriage supper. Then let's go to Luke. I love to go to Luke because Luke is a marvelous writer. Then said Jesus unto them, and Jesus said unto them, verily I say unto you, well, that's not where I was looking for. I was in the wrong chapter. Isn't that amazing? You ever do that? Of course you do. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the cares of this life, so that that day overtakes you as a thief. Oh, listen to that. So that that day come upon you unawares, and as a snare shall it come on them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch you therefore, and pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape. See, you people let the cares of life, they let the riches making money, they let pleasures and all kinds of things they're doing, they get overtaken with that. So they're saved. He's not saying they're not saved, but he just says he will come as a thief and they will miss it. I mean, that's overwhelming. That really is overwhelming. Now, the phones are open. I like your questions on the phone because then you can really come at me. If you don't like what I say, you can tell me you don't like it. And I welcome that. I really do. I'm a man learning all the truths of the Bible over and over and over and digging deeper and deeper and deeper. And do I love this Bible? And do I love you? I don't mind people who do not understand calling me and saying it and me trying to help them understand. I don't mind those who've been led astray by some careless preacher, and they are in some false idea, and if I can help them, even though they're angry with me, if I can help them, it'll be my joy. It really will. That's just how much I care. So grab your phone. Let's hear from you, okay? Now, here's a question. Tribulation. Isn't it just the last 3.5 years of the tribulation when things get bad? Well, isn't it just the last 3.5 years when things get bad? Well, why don't I read to you chapter 6, and not just a little bit at it, and show you the very beginning. After this, I looked, and behold, a door. No, I'm sorry. That's chapter 4. Come on, Brother Chambers. You can tell I'm human, can't you? And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals and heard, it was the noise of thunder. The noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, come and see. And I saw and behold a white horse. He that sat on him had a bow and crown was given to him. And he went forth conquering and to conquer. I'm telling you, it's going to be tough. Second seal, you've got a horse that's red, given unto him to take peace from the earth, that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. You got the third horse, which is a black horse. He has the power of balances, meaning feminine. Famine has struck the earth, right on and on. Read Revelation 6. You'll answer your own question. Revelation 6 is the beginning of the 7 years. The beginning. And that chapter and seal 5, where all these people who've been slain and martyred for Christ, that happens right at the beginning. I'm telling you, when that Antichrist takes over, when his armies take over, when the one world empire comes, when the government comes, what would your government in Washington do right now to you if they were in full power, if there was no Congress, if there was no court system, if there was nothing to restrain them? What would the political crowd in power right now in much of our world, what would they do to you? You know what they would do to you. Well, when the rapture takes place, the powers of the world will be fully in the control of the devil. And he'll do what he wants to do beginning the first day of the 7 years. Beginning the first day of the 7 years. Now, the lines are open. 1-800-338-7884. The lines are open. I'm waiting for you. I want to hear from you. I want what you are thinking and saying. I want to be a blessing. I want to answer your questions. I want to get you excited about the coming of the Lord. Would you be ready? Right now. Brother Chambers sitting here in front of you, if you're on internet, or Brother Chambers sitting here with you, if you're on radio. Radio and internet. Listen, right now, you can make up your mind, I'm going to be ready for the rapture. Now, what do? You abandon all you are to Christ. All you possess, your bank account, your home, your job, your time, everything. You give yourself wholly to him. You take up your cross and you start following him. You need to go somewhere, have a Holy Ghost prayer. You need to pray until Jesus becomes so real in your heart, until he floods your mind and floods your desires and your passion becomes to worship and praise and magnify God. And you need to be in an on-fire church tomorrow. If you're going to a dead church, you hadn't felt the presence of the Holy Ghost, you've never saw a miracle in your life, maybe, or maybe one time 24 years ago, you hear nobody speaking in the language of the Holy Spirit, according to Acts chapter 2, you never feel the power and presence of the Holy Spirit. There's never anybody that shouts a little bit in your church. There's never an altar call where sinners run down there and want to get saved. You see no tears. If you're in a church like that, get out and get in a church on fire. A church alive is worth the drive. If you're living 20 miles from here and you can't find an on-fire church, forget about the distance. You go to shopping malls and drive 20 miles. You go to fish camps and drive 20 miles. You go to all kinds of places for your pleasure and drive miles. You go to the house of God and pay the price. Jesus is coming and is even at the door. Are you hearing me? It's at the door. Now, emails. Why are you not on top of it today, everybody? Listen to me. 704-391-0588. 1-800-338-7884. Get burdened. Are you praying with me? How about raising a hand? Everybody listening to me right now. All across the fruited plains, all across the internet, in the 7-Eleven crowd, 7-Eleven. That means you listen anytime, day or night. You may not be hearing me till tomorrow, but throw your hand in the air. Father, I'm hungry to be ready for that great rapture. Above everything in my life, I want to go with you when you come, Jesus. And I'm dedicating my total self to you. There'll be no more marginal Christian living on my part. I'll be in the house of God when that door's open. I'll be there with the fire of God burning in my heart. I'm going to have devotions every day. Read my Bible. Get on my knees. I'm going to go pay my bills I haven't been paying right. I'm going to make it right with my neighbors. I'm going to make it right with my sweetheart or my husband, my children. I'm going to make it right. I'm going to go. Are you willing? Make up your mind right now. Great day. I want you to make up your mind. And you are on the air. May I help you, please? You're on the air. May I help you, please?
It's your brother Ed Blake, Greenwich, North Carolina.
Hey, my friend.
Brother Joe, one of the worst things people have to go through, they'll have to starve to death, and their children will have to starve to death.
Isn't that overwhelming to think about? You can't even buy a box of crackers.
Yeah, they wouldn't even be able to buy nothing unless they took the mark of the beast. And if they did, they're gone. It's going to be awful to watch your children starve to death, Brother Joe. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus, for you.
Are you really praying for people listening to me today to get a burden about getting ready?
Hey, give him the anointing like he's never had before, Father. Let him reach lost souls.
Hello, Sepe Copaya. Hallelujah. God bless you, brother. God bless you. Grab that phone, friends. Wherever you are right now, grab your phone. I want to make these last 20 minutes red hot. This past Monday, I was having breakfast over at Cracker Barrel, and a lady that everybody out there just about knows, Paula Deen. You know Paula Deen from Savannah, Georgia. Savannah, is that right? I believe it is. And she's opening stores now all over the country. And she was sitting next, and I spoke to her and asked to get acquainted. She came to our table, and I had a Holy Ghost prayer with her. I mean a Holy Ghost prayer with her. I found out since then, according to reports, that she was raised a Pentecostal. Her grandmother probably spoke in tongues just like I do. Really, I'm telling you, we need a mighty move of the Holy Ghost today. I'm not trying to make a Pentecostal. Yes, I am. I want every one of you to be full of the Holy Ghost. I sure do. I want you to be full of the Holy Ghost. You say, I go to a Baptist church. That's okay. Take your Pentecostal experience and go right back to that Baptist church. And if they run you off because you speak in tongues when you get excited, then you can come on over here. And if you need a miracle of healing, go to somewhere that believes in the gifts of healing. We believe in that, and we experience that, and we just don't want it no other way. I'm here to tell you, I was down in Georgia Thursday night, and my dear wife got so very sick. I mean, all night long she was sick, could not sleep. I got very little, and we prayed, and God gave her a miracle, and she's right out there answering the phone. God gave her a miracle. We had to drive 7 hours yesterday to get back here, but we drove it because we care about you. We care about you. Now, grab your phones, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. Have you called to get these two articles? Everybody listening, grab your phone. Everybody, 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588, that's local, 1-800, this is toll free, 1-800-338-7884, you got to get these two articles. Listen, let's talk a minute while you're calling and while the phone is ringing about the things you must do if you miss the rapture. This article says, gather as many Bibles as you can and hide them. Oh boy, will they confiscate your Bibles. Now remember, if they find you with a Bible, it means you're head or molestation or just horrible treatment. And if you claim the name of Jesus, friend, you are going to be in trouble. You are on the air. May I help you, please? You're on the air, friend. May I help you?
How you doing, Brother Chambers?
I'm doing wonderful.
I just want to call you and let you know that I appreciate you. But I love you, and you're like a grandfather to me.
Well, that is wonderful. That is wonderful. Am I old enough to be your granddaddy? Probably am. You sound young. God bless you, friend. Hey, wasn't that great? That was great. I'm like a grandfather to him. Oh, I just want to be a pastor friend to all of you, a Christian brother. I am nobody special, I promise you. I'm just an old country preacher. I learned to read with the Bible. I couldn't even read when I was saved. My dad was an alcoholic, committed suicide. My older brother, my oldest brother, was an alcoholic, committed suicide. I had so many cousins and so many people I knew among my past family that did not know God, did not want God. Many of them were bootleggers. I come from that lifestyle. Many of the farmers that farmed with us had no fear of God. But thank God I found Christ. Thank God Christ found me and changed my life. I am so grateful to be a Christian. And so you've got a man here who's just a Christian. That's a Bible-believing, Bible-loving Christian. Now, if you haven't called yet and ordered, my ladies are standing by. I want you to have this list. What to do in case you miss the rapture? I'm telling you, there's about 100 million out there listening to me that need this. What to do if you miss the rapture? Because if I don't get you stirred up, there are multitudes of you that are going to miss the rapture. You sit around in your dead churches so cold and so indifferent. I mean so cold and so indifferent. I have got to help you get concerned. You are on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Brother. I got a question for you.
Hey, I don't know why. It seems like my phone is too loud today, but we'll get it fixed. Go ahead, my friend.
Okay. I've heard you speak multiple times that you think the war of Ezekiel chapter 38 now is before the rapture. I'm wondering, how come if that war is before the rapture, and those are all Muslim nations, mostly, except for Russia, how come do you think the Antichrist will choose the method of beheading people?
Well, see, you got to understand, I've never said the rapture or the war of Gog and Magog will have to come before the rapture. I always say it can be right before it or right after it or almost simultaneous. I've always said that. So I've never said it has to be, the war of Gog and Magog has to be before the rapture. And when I say the Antichrist is going to behead, the Antichrist is going to do anything he can to force people, and beheading will probably be one of his methods.
Well, I mean,
I
saw I'm wondering, does that tie him in your
any way
to the Islamic faith? I mean, most people don't behead people; they shoot them or something.
Well, you know, when you say the Antichrist is going to behead people, doesn't mean that what is that saying that is in a contradiction? He's going to kill people probably 10,000 ways.
Okay.
That just will be one of the ways he kills people. And that's just my opinion. The Bible doesn't say that. I'm just giving you what I believe. He's going to be so gruesome. He's going to be so mean, so dark, so ugly. He's going to do so many ugly and mean things. It's going to be breathtaking.
Well, I agree with you. Everything you said today, it seems like the world is getting wicked by leaps and bounds. And I guess technology is really helping to forward that.
You know, it's amazing to realize how dark this world is really getting. I mean, it looks like to me that wickedness has never been so terrible and so dark as it is now. And it just grows. Well, this is all natural. The Bible said that that's how it would be before the coming of the Lord. He said that people's hearts would fail them for fear, for looking on the things coming on the earth. Do you understand this group of Islamic jihadists that have come out of Syria and now in Iraq and of course out of Iran? Those are some mean people. They don't care about nothing, and they call their God Allah. If Allah is their God, that means Allah is a devil, and that's what he is, and we know that. Allah is nothing but a demon god, vicious and evil and wicked, and they don't understand. How could you be like they are and not think there's something wrong with the God you serve?
It's just like, I don't know, I guess like we don't have any very few godly leaders. The bunch we're going to arm are Muslims, who in the past have been our enemy. So, you know, it's like we're in a no-win situation over there.
It sounds like America has gone insane, doesn't it?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
I'm amazed. I am overwhelmed. Thank you. Now, you know, we are living in one of those unreal days. What do you say? when you look at our political situation. Let me tell you, there's an election coming up, November. You vote for those liberals and you are crazy. You are playing the part of a fool if you vote for those liberals. And almost every Democrat is one, and some Republicans are. And now they're talking about Mitt Romney again. Come on, man. Are they crazy? Are they insane? Sometimes I think the political world is so gone until there's no hope for nobody except Jesus. Woo! Except Jesus. Well, there never has been any hope but Jesus anyway. Maybe we're just finally getting the real message. You reckon that's the truth? That sounds to me like it. Hey, if you're not ready for the rapture, you better get ready. Now, 1-800-338-7884. If you haven't called to get a free article that I'm offering today, why don't you call quickly? Don't wait till the end. Grab your phone right now, quickly. We got two ladies out there, my wife, one of them, Judy Lawless, another. They are hard workers. They'll answer your phone, take your name and address. We'll send you this material at least by Tuesday, probably, at least by time for you to get it next week. And we will bless you with everything that's in us. We will bless you, and we will help you to learn the truth. We'll help you dig in your Bible. And you need to go to the end of this post that I send out on the internet today, all of my listeners. Go to the end and look up those visions that I've written about from the book of Revelation, and then order that notebook. That's what you really ought to do. You need to educate yourself like you've never been educated and know what's going on. This Bible needs to become the textbook of your life. You need to get in this book. You need to get in this book. Oh, what are the things that you must do if you miss the rapture? Don't you dare. Don't you dare go to church. Don't you dare go to church. If it's a good church, they fix to blow it up. If it's a bad church, that's where you're going to get deceived. There won't be nowhere to go to church. You're going to have to get your Bible and hide and get you a place. If you don't have any food to eat, and they come in and take everything out of your freezer, and they'll probably do that all over this globe. My friend, we're talking about dark days, but you can get ready to go. You can go in the rapture. There is nobody listening to me that cannot be ready to go in the rapture. Now, isn't that powerful for me to say? Nobody listening to Joe Chambers that cannot go in the rapture. And all you've got to do is get on your face and give yourself totally to God. Brother Chambers, I have failed so miserably. Well, forgetting those things which are behind and pressing toward those things which are before. We must do that. Forget all your problems and your sins. Get on your face. He'll wash you from everything you've ever done wrong. He'll clean you up from fornication, pornography, from homosexuality, from lesbianism, from lying, cheating, stealing, hating me. Oh, there's a lot of them out there that hate me. You need to be forgiven for that, because I want you to go in that rapture. I really want you to go in that rapture. So get yourself ready. And do it quickly. 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. I rolled over my cord there. I guess where that noise was. Listen, call me quickly. I want to hear from you. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. Local number, 704-391-0588. And I'm about to forget, I got some questions here. You have to forget me. I'm telling you right now. Sometimes, can you read the list of what to do? Can you read? I probably don't have time, but why don't you call and ask for it, by the way? Hey, call and ask for it. You say, I'm listening by internet. Well, send an email, jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org. Stay calm and do not panic. That's going to be impossible for most people. Realize you are now living in the great tribulation. That's very important. Gather all the Bibles you can find and hide you one everywhere. I mean, put one in the garage, put one in the shed, put one out there and cover it real good and get it in something waterproof and bury it. I'm here to tell you, they'll be after you. Read the Bible like you have never read it before it's too late. I mean, fill your life with the Bible. Pray like you have never prayed until God becomes so real to you that you can endure anything. I said that earlier. Pray until Christ is so real in you that you can endure anything that comes your way. That's extremely important. That is so important. I don't know how to say it enough. Really, I don't. Do not take the mark at any cost. Now, preacher's not telling you that if you take the mark, you can get forgiveness. That's a lie from hell. I'm not calling the preachers lies, although you can do that if you want to, liars. I'm just telling you, anybody that tells you, anybody, I'm not naming nobody, but anybody that says you can get forgiveness for taking the mark of the beast, the beast has contradicted this Bible, and they have lied to you. Oh, you cannot get forgiveness for taking the mark of the beast. That's utterly impossible. Please hear me. Please hear me. I don't care if John MacArthur said it. I don't care if Jimmy DeYoung said it. And I don't know who else said it. But they could not be more wrong, and I feel sorry for their hide when they stand before God. Those men are going to be in some terrible trouble if they don't repent. Let's pray they will repent. Let's pray they will repent. Well, I get all kinds of things coming here, all kinds of things, and they don't look like questions and answers anymore. Anybody else? 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. We are on the verge of Jesus coming, and you're not ready. Millions of you are not ready. Listen to me. Those of you who are not sure, you're not on fire. You're just religious. You're just a member of the church. You've been baptized. You pay your tithes. But you've never had a personal encounter with Christ that turns you upside down, wrongs, right side out. I mean, that made a new creature out of you. Get on your knees and do it today. Don't let the sun set until you've had a prayer that changes everything about your life. And I promise you, I'm planning to preach in the morning on John 3:16. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth upon him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I'm going to talk about that whole context of that great experience. And I don't want nobody to miss it. I really don't. I want you to hear it, because I think it will change your life. I want to be a blessing to you more than I can say. Now, I have time for two or three more questions, about 7 minutes. Two or three more questions, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. The internet, you know, we own internet. You can send me a question on the internet. I haven't only received, what, three or four? I've been amazed at how few I have received today. I mean, this is an exciting program. I am sitting here on fire. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. I feel the sweetness of the Spirit. I can tell you that God's talking to people out there and shaking your little fibers, and he's moving you and stirring you, and some of you are just bullheaded, and you're determined, I'm not going to pay that preacher any attention, but you hadn't cut me off. You hadn't cut me off. That's a pretty good sign, would you say? Let me find which phone she said. I believe she said one. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Brother Chambers, the gentleman that just called, you know, talking about the Antichrist beheading people.
Yes.
You probably know this. Right now, at our military installations, many of them have guillotines. And I think it was last year, a gentleman called in on your program, and he was talking about that. He works for the government. He's a civilian, and he travels around to many bases. And he said, I have saw these guillotines. And he said...
I wish somehow I could find a location for one of those situations and go visit it. Because I've really had a hard time with that one. How in the world could they do something like that?
I don't know. You know, he said that he was at Fort Bragg, and he asked an officer, what were the guillotines for? And the officer said, I really don't know, unless it's for Christians and anyone, you know, that goes against our government. And, you know, it could easily be being run by the Antichrist once the rapture takes place.
Oh, you're right. Once that rapture takes place, the Antichrist will be in charge. But listen, the Antichrist is already almost in charge of America. Are you aware of that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I agree.
The Antichrist is almost already. The things they are talking about, the things happening in the military, the telling of, I mean, right here in Charlotte, the people who work, the people who go to visit the police state, I mean, the jails, they cannot tell them anything about false religions. They have been forbidden to do that. Our school systems are full of the generic God that has many names. Come on, man. That is Antichrist.
Exactly right,
Brother, we're so close to being there, and to think of the multitudes of people who aren't ready to meet Jesus, and they won't change.
That's right. There's a lot more lost than they are ready to go, I promise you.
Oh, the multitude. Like I've been saying, 90% of church members are lost, and the whole world is lost. I mean, anybody that will not go to church and will not honor God, they're lost. The only people saved are those who've surrendered their life and taken up the cross and followed Jesus daily. Jesus said, except you take up the cross and follow me daily, you cannot be my disciple. Is that what he said?
That's exactly right.
And that's the only Christians there are. I'm talking about ready for the rapture. Is they're taking up their cross and following Jesus daily. They give him their whole life. And that alone gets you ready for the rapture.
Can I ask you one more quick question? I'll be
quickly. Ready. Yeah, do it quickly.
Was there any reference to the baptism of the Holy Ghost prior to Pentecost? Was anywhere else in the Bible?
Of course there was. The book of Isaiah. The book of Isaiah talks about it. I don't have the actual location, but it's in the book of Isaiah. And you've got the book of Mark that says they shall speak with tongues. That was before Pentecost. Of course, the Bible is very plain that Pentecost was in God's plan from the beginning.
I'll look that up when I hang up.
Okay, I'll look it up too, and you call me back, and I'll give it to you.
All right, sir.
Thank you. God bless you. Hey, this has been a real program. I mean, God has been so real to us. I hope he's as real to you as he is to me. But he's been real to me. For some reason, my mic has acted up today, and we'll find out what that did and try to make sure it don't happen again. I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry about that. We're here to help you. You are a blessing to us, and we want to be a blessing to you. Now, Paul Creek Church, I'd love to have you tomorrow. I promise you I'll be preaching the word, 5110 Tuckasegee Road, and I preach it with all my heart. I promise you, I preach it with all my heart. I have nothing but a desire to preach the word fully and completely, obeying him with all my heart, serving him to the best of my ability. That's my desire. That's my burden. I want to be a blessing to you. I want you to be ready for the rapture. The coming of the Lord is at the door, even at the door. And if ever you've got yourself ready, hey, be partners with me. Hey, could I tell you, if you're involved in Christian schools, you know the Choice program that we've been talking about and that the liberals put on hold through a judge. Well, it's been opened up, and now it's open, and those who've come to our school or other schools under the Choice program, the taxes will pay for you. Okay? I was a miracle. Got that answer yesterday. I meant to spend longer with it. You probably haven't heard nothing from the liberal news. They'll give you what the liberals are saying, but they give you very little of what the conservatives are doing. But we want it. We want it. Now, there's some roads to, some hurdles to cross and getting it established on for next year, but it's fully implemented for this year. Isn't that wonderful? God bless your heart. And you know, Jesus is coming. I want you to go. I love you. You're important to me. You're extremely important to me. I'm praying for you. I'm praying for the Holy Ghost revival. There's nothing I want like a break from heaven. Now, the numbers to call, 1-800-338-7884, 1-800-338-7884, and then 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588. We were here to bless you. Love to have you in church tomorrow. Love to have you part of our school. I need you a partner. I need you giving and sharing the load and the burden of this ministry. God bless you, my friends. God bless you, my friends. I love you, and I care.